The only question you're going to have to answer on Monday night is which team is the most special to you, the 02, 14, or 2024 Buckeyes? Folks, count it a win for the Buckeyes. I'm not taking it back. You're going to win the national championship. Get used to it. Enjoy it. Just figure out what you're going to do. I tell you guys to get your Daisy Dips, to enjoy all the stuff this weekend, your ranch, your free ranch. It's not free. This is a unpaid testimonial, I say now. Your brand new ranch dip, your brand new French onion dip. There we go. That's where the fruit came from. Get the ranch, get the French onion, and then get some champagne, too, because you're going to be toasted on Monday night. Buckeyes are going to win it. Do I have to explain why they're going to win it?
Well, I think you're counting on just the advantages that the Buckeyes have.
The only way I am wrong, the only way is if Ryan Day decides to let people in his head again. That's the only way. I know what Riley Leonard said. You won't play that out. You go right on ahead. I know what Riley Leonard said. Some people saying divine intervention. Guys, I know that you guys don't want to count your chickens and all that stuff. I am a neutral observer. I'm not an Ohio State fan. Yes, I have been to a Notre Dame game. And I've actually been with Danny Cunningham in a Notre Dame game, for crying out loud. But I've been to Ohio State games, too, back when I was a huge Ohio State fan. I'm telling you, as a person who likes to observe the college football, to take in the ambiance, to take in the style of play, the only way you lose this game on Monday night is if Ryan Day decides to do ego stuff again. You put down the ego, you did what worked against Tennessee, you throttled them. Same thing against Oregon. You didn't throttle Texas, but I think that you've passed the biggest test of yourself against Texas. You made a bunch of mistakes. You had a personal foul penalty that ended up being a big problem for you in the first half. You got over that. You stepped up when you needed to, when Texas took the momentum, and I thought for a second, man, maybe Texas might win this thing. I think you've passed your biggest test, and it's battle-hardened you now. Recentered you as a football team, and that's why they're ready to win that game. And also because I think that you are able to do things that Notre Dame isn't able to do physically. If Notre Dame is able to control the clock, if they're able to, as I said at the beginning of this week, play the game in a phone booth, if you run the ball right at them and you end up running into a wall and they run the ball right at you, even though I think you're going to be missing two offensive linemen, Notre Dame, or you have two injuries across the offensive line, Notre Dame does, that's not going to open up many holes for Jeremiah Love, but they're going to try to get him out in space a little bit. But I think they're going to play a ball control, on the ground type of football. If they decide, who was it that said they were going to play man on Monday?
Their cornerback, that freshman corner, Moore.
What am I? Who am
Leonard
I missing?
Moore.
Yeah. Who?
Leonard Moore.
Thank you. I was talking over you. If they decide to do that, I think halftime. you're going to have to make some adjustments there. I think that that'd be a silly, silly thing to do if you're Notre Dame. So that's where I stand on things.
I have been, God, this is crazy that if young me would have heard me today giving as much respect to Notre Dame, I've never found Notre Dame likable. It's been a rivalry with me and my buddies that went to Notre Dame. I respect the institution. I've hated their fan base for years, and yet here I am talking so fondly of a coach and a group of guys that the way they rebounded after that loss to Northern Illinois, not all that different from the way that the Buckeyes rebounded from that loss to Michigan. And so the matchup, I'm looking forward to seeing those uniforms on the field at the same time with so much at stake. It's a game you can't lose if you're Ryan Day. And I know that sounds ridiculous. National title game, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. No. You have been 8.5, 9-point favorites. Basically, I think it was 10 when the line came out. You're huge favorites in this game. You've got better talent. There are formulas for them to win, and you've outlined how Notre Dame could actually win the game. But outside of a choke job, there's no way you should lose this game if you're Ohio State.
Well, you remember the teacher that called me, and this is being thrown in my face. The elementary school teacher that called me on the far west side, you remember that earlier this year, and the kindergarten class, and she put me on the phone during the show. This is a true story, everybody. And I had to guarantee, because I refused to guarantee that the Browns would win the football game, and then she got me to guarantee the school-aged children, and then she had to call back after I felt terrible because I let the kids down. I was coerced into guaranteeing a Browns victory that day. I'll never let it happen again. Yes, when it comes to guaranteeing Browns victories, I'm 0-2. But I guaranteed you that you'd beat Tennessee. What'd you do? I guaranteed you that you'd beat Oregon. What'd you do? I'm 2-2 or 2-0 with Ohio State. I didn't have a chance to really say anything about Texas. And here I am now, and I am guaranteeing you that you're going to beat Notre Dame.
So when they lost to Michigan, you said they were going to win the national championship?
Yeah. No, I didn't say. I said they were going to beat Tennessee.
Okay. But when you saw how they looked against Tennessee,
changed everything. Then I said, I go, guys, I guarantee, because I remember this. I said we should record all these things. I said you're going to beat Oregon. I said you're going to get outside of them. It's very hard for a really good team to beat another really good team twice in a year. I didn't think you were going to just embarrass them the way you did, but I picked you to win it. Texas, I picked Ohio State to beat Texas. I wasn't going to guarantee anything. I didn't know that. This is an Ohio State team right now that the only team that can beat Ohio State is Ohio State. That's it. Oregon beat them by beating them earlier in the year. They're the only team that scored over 20 points on them. Against Michigan, what did you do? You tried to prove a point. You tried to pour the ball down their throat, and it ended up backfiring. I think it's maybe the biggest backfire I've ever seen with an Ohio State football team in 38 years watching. That was as dumb a football as I've seen them play. And that's why
that wasn't just Ohio State dumb. I heard college football people say that's one of the worst coach games in the history.
Yeah, I mean, hell, yes. And that's why, you know, the people who are the outsiders, Rick Spielman's not an outsider, but he was the latest guy to say anybody who says Ryan Day should have been fired should be fired themselves. I thought every single fan out there had a right to do what they had done, to play right into the hands of Michigan, who is not a great football team, and for you to be beaten by them because they out-toughed you. They brought you right into the gutter with them, I thought was almost unforgivable. And I thought you guys were in a tough spot. But the trash that was talked between the Michigan game and leading up to Tennessee, and boy, they come out there and they see all that Tennessee, I think that they've been a Death Star. And that's easy to do against a team like Tennessee at home when you see all that orange out there. It wasn't as much as some say, but there was plenty. And you have the Herb Street thing where he's taking everything personally and getting weird. And you went out there and you didn't even allow it to be a game. Then against Oregon, the Tennessee thing can wear off, except you lost Oregon this year. You beat Oregon. I thought the biggest chance you might have was Texas because it's worn off now. You haven't faced Texas. Quinn Ewers has played for you, and now he's playing against you. And you went out there, and you were able to find a way. You took it on the chin, but you found a way to win that football game, and you had one of the greatest plays I've ever seen a Buckeye have. This game, I think you are realigned, refocused, ready to go on Monday against Notre Dame. The only way you can mess this thing up, and if it happens, I'll never forgive Ryan Day for as long as I live. I don't care. I will say nasty things about his coaching. I swear to God, the only way you lose is because, unless you have a bunch of guys get hurt, that's the only way I see it. The only way see you losing is if you beat yourself.
Another question, because obviously we'll talk forever about what it means for Ryan Day to come back. Something like John Cooper never had the ability to take one of his great teams after a loss, a soul-crushing loss, and have a chance to go through a playoff. So we'll always do the what-ifs in college football on that. What does this mean for Jack Sawyer? You talked about making one of the greatest plays in Ohio State football history, and certainly since you've been watching, you said it might be the best play. What does it, because he came out with his Players Tribune piece, and he talked about lifelong Buckeye fan, what it's all meant, the lows of losing to Michigan, the lows of his first couple of years, not looking like the five-star, dominant, Bosa-like player. And then here we are at the end, a chance to go on one of the all-time great defensive player runs in college football history.
He gets to do what Mike Hart never did, which was atone for never beating your biggest rival. He gets to be a legend without beating your biggest rival. He gets to be that guy. Because that play, if they go out there, and I believe they will beat Notre Dame, obviously, I'm making a big damn deal about it, and I'm peacocking here, even though I'm not an Ohio State fan. Hell, I'm wearing green today. Jack Sawyer, that play, they will show that play to kingdom come. And it goes up there with Claret. It goes up there with all the other big plays that we've ever seen for our entirety of watching Ohio State football. That play will be there. For Jack Sawyer, I mean, personally, I mean, he's going to go out during the combine stuff and give interviews with football teams, he's going to rocket up the board. He's a football guy. He's going to give the right answers. These GMs are, and scouts are going to fall in love with this kid. There's nothing but good things that are about to happen with Jack Sawyer to me. That's what I think. For him, he has a chance to be one of the all-time beloved Ohio State players, and he never beat Michigan. That's what the playoff does. Jim Trussell was on the midday show yesterday, said it was okay, the reasons why it was okay to lose to Michigan. He's right. I've tried to fight it. I want that rivalry to mean more than anything because that's what makes college football fun. And if you take away the specialty of what those rivalries are, you just get closer to the NFL. And I don't want college football to be closer to the NFL. But I can't deny that. I know that people have called into the station throughout the week and here and there and have said that beating Michigan's bigger than a national championship. It's not. Winning a national championship is the biggest. Being the king of the mountain is the biggest. Yes, there will be Michigan fans on the internet who will troll you. And yes, I know, I'm sure people will accuse me of having a burner account. That doesn't matter. For Jack Sawyer, this is your chance to be a legend while you have done something that has seen to be, in years past, unforgivable. I wish there were a lot of Buckeyes fans or Buckeyes players of the past who were legends at that time, who just never could get over Michigan, who could possibly do the same. But they're not able to do it. Jack Sawyer is. Ohio State is. And I'll tell you what, it means even more because to me, the 02 team, I still cared about Ohio State. I loved Ohio State football in 2002. I care about Ohio State football now because I think it's good for the state and good for the fan base. I care about college football. I love college football. I used to love the Buckeyes. The 02 team will always stand out. The memory of that night, the guys that were from Ohio, the 14 team, an impressive team. But I wasn't in love then.
Well, some people take this and put it ahead of because of the roller coaster.
There is a possibility. And maybe we'll have to get into this next week because this is going to sound like counting chickens before they hatch for a lot of folks. If this team wins on Monday, the Jacks...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sawyer thing, I think, becomes different. It becomes bigger. Caleb Downs came to you from Alabama. Quinshon Judkins came from Ole Miss. You've had guys transfer in. Now you got Jeremiah Smith. He's right to you, and he's a pup. But you have a guy right there from Ohio, and he's seen as your leader, and it means more to him. The Players Tribune article, I read that. It means more to him. That's a special connection where you can talk about $20 million on the roster, but it's that guy right there who had the stones and the heart to lead you forward, to lead you past Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, to go right through the SEC and then get right to Notre Dame and beat one of the greatest names that we've ever seen in sports throughout the world. That's a big, big deal. So I hope you know what you're going to do Monday night, because Tuesday morning we're going to come in here and I'm going to have a lot of Ohio State fans that are excited. Or, you know, I'm going to get cussed out. And I'm going to be very upset with Ryan Day.
Ryan Day's going to get cussed out.
I'm going to be really upset with Ryan Day. He might be my saving grace, because I'm telling you, that's the only way you lose that game. That's the only way that happens.
For this huge weekend, right? We have this huge weekend where we have NFL playoffs tomorrow, NFL playoffs on Sunday, and then the national championship on Monday. I made the case earlier in the show. It should be tonight. While we're at it, if we're going to talk about scheduling. But I have made the case that the divisional round in the NFL playoffs might be one of the best NFL football weekends of the year because of the stakes.
Well, the wild card round sucked.
Wild card sucks, but it kind of sucks every year. I don't think people realize it. It's like, hey, playoffs are here. But then the games suck. But the stakes are high, Kenny. The stakes are high.
Probably was better when there was only six playoff teams, even though we've taken advantage of that as the seventh playoff team before. But I don't want to say that out loud very often, so go right on ahead.
And I think the stakes can be no higher than what they are for Lamar Jackson. Kenny, Lamar Jackson. Sunday night at 6:30, we will find out.
Are you
out.
Setting the tone here for what's to come over the weekend?
I'm just telling you right now, you better be dialed in. Because Lamar Jackson, this will be the biggest game of his life. We'll find out once and for all whether Lamar Jackson is one of the biggest frauds in NFL playoff history. The guy has had worse Januaries than the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now, they might get a pardon, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh,
he has one
God.
More playoff win than he has MVPs, and that's
safety
not
off.
A compliment. Every year, it's look at all the stats. Look at all the MVPs. Look at all the numbers. Yeah, well, I'm trying to look for the wins, and instead I see all the overthrows. I see all the losses, the bad body language. I looked up his playoff stats, Kenny. 12 touchdowns, passer rating of 83. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Jake Delhomme. Lamar only has 8 touchdowns and a passer rating of 81, which is good enough for 43rd in NFL playoff history. You know who that's 42 spots behind?
Who?
Baker Mayfield. Maybe that's why not one single team tried to offer Lamar Jackson a contract 2 years ago when anyone could have. While the year before, a third of the league went after Deshaun Watson. Lamar, you've been carried by your kicker these last 5 years, and guess what? You've officially wasted his prime.
Oh, my God.
You don't think this is a big weekend for Lamar Jackson?
It's a big weekend for Lamar Jackson. I just didn't know you had all that. You can't be saying that stuff about January so close to coming in hot.
I said they're going to get a pardon. I got another one for you.
They might get a pardon. Guaranteed yet.
I got another one.
Okay.
I got another one for you. Amari Cooper. Remember Amari Cooper?
Yeah, I remember Amari Cooper.
Has anybody seen Amari Cooper?
Which, real quick, Tony Romo thought that he was a free agent pickup. He thought it was a free agent pickup. We're like, no, he got traded.
Romo plays a little.
We got a third.
A little fast and loose with the facts on some of those.
a little bit.
He's got to worry about his next 27-hole golf extravaganza.
Yeah.
All right, I think I've seen more of Deshaun Watson in Berea than I've seen Amari Cooper in Buffalo recently. When he said back in July he was going to hold out, I didn't know he meant the final month of the football season. 20 catches in 8 games, Kenny, since getting traded to the juggernaut Bills. Here are the more, he did have one. Here are the more relevant Coopers right now. Do you want a power ranking? Mitch, can you find a power ranking?
You got Mitch trying to find the power ranking.
I'm just saying, I can do it right now. Number one, Mini Coopers. The most recent one has been discontinued. Number two, Winnie Cooper, who's also been in the news. Number three.
What's she in the news for?
I'll talk to you after the show. Number three.
I'll look at now.
Number three, John Cooper, because of the Ohio State-Michigan stuff. And let's do a fourth. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, played by the hilarious Mark Curry, who performed at the Funny Bone in September in Cleveland, which is more recently than I think Amari Cooper performed in Cleveland.
I remember it was Holly Robinson Pete who was in that show, and then at the end he told her he had feelings for her.
Finally.
And she's like, what? He said, I said I have feelings for you.
All right, one more, Kenny, one more, because this was something that we had the news on yesterday. We didn't get to it on the show. And I ask you right now, Mayor Bibb, it just got brought up with Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Whose legacy is going to be at stake more than Mayor Bibb and the 57 city councilmen? If they don't fix this total injustice in the city of Cleveland, a downtown drunken staple that Clevelanders depend on And I haven't even heard a peep from Daryl on this crisis. You thought I was talking about the Browns. I'm talking about the third largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the country, which is right here in Cleveland. Mitch, you'll find out this year. You'll find out.
Oh.
You'll be a part of it. Apparently, it's being threatened by a massive $25 million roads project on Superior that just got sprung on the city. And by just sprung, I mean in 2019. We've known about this since 2019. And the city is now panicking.
Well, the COVID affected something
along
there.
With the parade goers, the people that put on the parade, they're trying to figure this out. First, the Scottish Hammer gets exiled, and now we lose the parade. You better come up with an alternative for this, or I've got just the right place in Cuyahoga County for you to do this. Another place that would be happy to steal another Cleveland institution. You want to take this parade to Brook Park, Kenny? Would that tickle your fancy? Can we do a remote there?
This is, where did you get all this? This is some hot stuff.
I'm not happy. And instead of the Modell Law,
this is hot stuff.
We can call it the Malloy Law, where we actually try to use common sense and keep this storied event. Because if we lose the Browns and the parade, Kenny, I can already predict Mayor Bibbs' future. It starts with Al and ends with Packa. We're taking the kids to the farm. Let's go. Southern Ohio, we can do this. They can't get rid of the parade.
Mike White
Kenny.
Operates an alpaca farm.
We can't get rid of the
That's
parade.
That's why I said it.
They're saying...
No, you can't get rid of the parade.
It's for a couple of years, they may not have a place for it.
Once you get rid of the... Once you, you stop the parade for 1 year, then you never get it back. That's how that goes.
Will that make the Columbus Day Parade now the biggest parade? Will it make the Hall of Fame Parade now the biggest parade?
Well, the Hall of Fame parade's a pretty damn big parade.
How about the Burton parade that
Burton
me and you have
a good
both
time.
Been
We've
the
both
master
been
of ceremonies?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Well, we're the grand marshals of
yes.
it. Yes. Grand marshals of the Burton parade.
I thought you were going to say grand something else.
No, we are not the grand something right. else of the Burton parade.
All right, this weekend, divisional game. Kenny, you used
called
to say...
Bill Belichick that by accident once.
You have said in the past... That, you know, the Browns are out of it.
Unbelievable.
You're not necessarily maybe all into Super Bowls because the Browns. What about divisional round? You've got a great game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs game, Owen's not here. I think Owen will be celebrating another trip to an AFC Championship game. I don't know how competitive C.J. Stroud and the Texans can make that game. But on Sunday at 6:30.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to feel like a little kid watching Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I am really looking forward to that game. You're not?
I want the Bills to win. I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl now. I don't know. They got to play the Lions. I would say, it's hard for me. I heard what they said yesterday. It's hard for me to pull against Lamar Jackson, but I don't want the Ravens to do well.
Yeah,
I wish he played for a different team. It's easy for me to root for the Bills.
So the afternoon
show... They're not in our division, and they were never the Cleveland Browns at one point.
The afternoon show said yesterday that Lamar Jackson is maybe the most likable quarterback in NFL history. Like
I don't
a
think they've ever met what Dolphins fans feel about Tua Tagovailoa. Seriously, I mean, people love that guy.
Yeah,
people love that guy. I think that Josh Allen is up there right now. I think Lamar is up there right now. Yeah.
Both of them are really likable.
But I'm going to root against him in certain senses. Yeah.
We don't want the Ravens to win, but my problem is, could the Ravens... Who do you think has a better chance against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Because it's going to be a narrowhead.
You're saying Ravens or Bills?
Ravens or Bills.
Bills.
Interesting.
No, I take it back. I think the Ravens are a more complete team.
Now that they have Derrick Henry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that change things?
I take it back. I think the Ravens are a more complete team. I'll take the Ravens. I know the Bills beat them earlier this year. I'll take the Ravens I can't see them. If they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to be sick.
Do you care at all now that Baker's gone, we don't have that to either root for or root against. Do you care at all about the NFC side of things? Minnesota's gone, so Detroit has been that team that's been magical all year.
I think it's natural to root for Detroit. Isn't it natural? They're our neighbors. I would like I am sitting out and saying I'm a conscientious objector. I'm a neutral observer. Of Notre Dame and Ohio State. I think I'd be the same way with the Bills and Detroit if they were to have a Super Bowl between Lake Erie. Yeah, I'd probably just want a good game and be happy for the team that won and be sad for the fan base that lost.
Mickey, you imagine though if how this is setting up. if somehow Jaden Daniels pulls that off, if he finds a way to go on the road when another road playoff game, it's against Detroit, the team that was the one seed, and they're not as injured as they were before. Still don't have, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, obviously.
Yeah.
But if they somehow figure out a way to pull that off, and then on the other side of the bracket, you've got Philly, who's been in turmoil the entire season, and they didn't even play that well.
Now their fans are in turmoil.
Yeah, totally they didn't even play that well. Imagine that. Like, we're just trying desperately to put a winning season together. At Philly, they put a winning season together every year, and they go to the playoffs every year.
Remember, it was 2-2, and they were talking about firing Nick Sirianni. Then they got, I hate to say it, we were the get-right game, and then they took off for the rest of the season.
They didn't even play well in that game, either. Matt Stafford could be going back to a Super Bowl in this case.
I really like Matt Stafford. I really like Sean McVay, too. They were counted out. I've always kind of liked the Rams. Philadelphia, if I'm rooting for anybody, I'm rooting for Detroit. I'm rooting for Buffalo. That's how it goes. Kansas City and Houston, I got no dog in that fight. I want to see Kansas City lose. I want to see Houston lose, too. I can't have them having anything over us. I don't want that either. So that's what you get. 216-474-0092. It's that time of year now. It's that time of the week. Coming in hot.
Let's
216-474-0092. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. I know what he just said. I am getting tweets about that comment. That was some strong stuff.